If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to another Listen Back episode. Listen Back episodes are past episodes of the 80% that you might have missed, so we're bringing them back, especially for the benefit of our new listeners. Today, you'll hear episode 76, which is about the 7 different sources of income that millionaires have. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go!
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. A millionaire has an average of 7 income streams. Hindi ko alam kung mayroong research talaga about this, but I just heard it many years ago nung umattend ako ng isang orientation for a multi-level marketing company. Yes, medyo nabiktima rin ako ng isang kaibigan ko noon na nagyaya for coffee tapos yung pala dun ako dadalhin. Well, I don't really have anything against multi-level marketing companies. I actually think that network marketing is a good source of income. And I also encourage people to attend such orientation seminars because there's something you might learn. In my case, dito sa kinikwento kong seminar na napuntahan ko sa May Ortigas, dun ko na-appreciate yung concept ng active and passive income, which we actually discussed in episode 53. Anyway, the speaker said that people would normally have just one source of income, their jobs, yung trabaho nila. And sadly, according to him, that's an active source of income. In other words, kung hindi ka magtatrabaho, hindi ka kikita ng pera. And then he also mentioned about passive income na kung saan, kahit na hindi ka magtrabaho, ay pwede ka pa rin kumita ng pera. And of course, ang invitation niya, kung sasali ka dun sa network marketing company nila, you'll get the opportunity to earn passive income. In the end, I did not join the networking company. Siguro dahil it's not really for me at that time, but I did appreciate the learnings. At yung sinabi niya na an average millionaire has 7 streams of income, nag-stick talaga sa akin yon and naaalala ko pa rin hanggang ngayon. During that time, I was an employee working as an engineer. At pangarap ko talagang yumaman at maging milyonaryo. Kaya nung nakauwi ako from that orientation, sinulat ko talaga kung ano-ano nga ba ang income streams ko, and actually before ko pa simulan, alam ko nang hindi ito aabot sa 7. Well, to be honest, it's just my salary and my occasional rackets ang sources of income ko noon. Kung isasama na rin natin yung interest na nakukuha ko sa savings account ko, that's just 3. 3 lang. Realizing this, it led me to ask myself, what other income streams can I build? Which then made me curious, ano-ano nga ba ang mga income streams na meron? Ano yung 7 sources of income na meron ang isang milyonaryo? It didn't take me long to discover the answer. Konting Google lang at nakita ko yung listahan. It's actually just a basic list, but I find it helpful to be reminded that it's important to have multiple sources of income. So, ano nga ba yung 7 streams of income that millionaires have? Well, here they are. Number 1, earned income. This is, of course, your job salary, regardless if it's from employment or from freelancing. Basta ito yung pera na nakukuha mo after mo mag-render ng service either to a company or to a client. Kung ikaw ay isang empleyado at katulad ko noon ay rumaraket din paminsan-minsan lalo na pag-weekend, then that's another source of income, particularly another source of earned income. And during that time, especially among my friends, talagang marami sa amin yung naghahanap ng mga sideline na pwedeng gawin kapag weekend to earn extra income. And para sa akin, even if you're employed, I think makakabuti pa rin talaga sa'yo yung maghanap ka ng something to do during the weekend for extra income. Because I think that doing freelancing work is the best way to set yourself up for entrepreneurship. A lot of the skills that you learn in freelancing are necessary to be successful in business, which is, of course, another source of income. Number 2, interest income. This is the cash flow that comes as a result of lending your money to an individual or institution. If you have a bank savings account or a time deposit account, then you're earning interest income. Because of course, yung pera na dinedeposito mo sa bank account, pinapautang yon ng bangko sa mga clients nila and you earn a portion of the interest payments. There are other sources of interest income which are basically from debt-based investments, katulad ng mga bonds. If you invest in a government or corporate bond or even in a bond fund, you're actually earning from debt payments or interest income. It is a low-risk source of passive income and a great example of how your money can work for you. However, most sources of interest income can only protect your wealth against inflation and not significantly grow it. In any case, maganda pa rin na meron tayong interest income kasi they are stable and it can help you fight inflation, as I mentioned. Number 3, profit income. Profit income is basically the income that you get from your business. This is the realm of entrepreneurs. Kapag may binenta ka na goods or products or even services from your business, diba ang tawag doon ay profits. Building profit income can be hard because it requires good business sense. And that's something you can only learn through application. Kaya nga nabanggit ko na maganda yung mag-freelancing tayo kasi you will learn some of the basic skills that you'll need to be a successful entrepreneur. If you want to own a business, ang suggestion ko, just go ahead and try it. Just do it. You can start small, you can try to sell your minimum viable product, and be prepared to learn from your mistakes. As they say in the startup world, fail fast but fail forward. Sa mga investors, alam niyo ba yung country risk? Ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka rin pera sa Forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa Forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in Forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Number 4. Dividend income. Dividend income is similar to profit income, but it is more passive and it usually comes if you're an investor in another business or a company. Isang example ng dividend income na natatanggap ko ay yung galing sa pinsan ko. Yung pinsan ko kasi meron siyang isang IT company and there was a year na gusto niyang i-expand yung business niya. Pero ayaw niyang mag-apply ng business loan. So instead, she offered me a portion of the company in exchange for capital infusion, which I did. So nagbigay ako ng pera sa kanya, napa-expand niya yung business niya, I became an investor. Pero hindi ako nakikialam dun sa business operations niya. However, I do receive regular dividends from that business. There are actually other ways that we can invest in a business and earn from dividends. Of course, the easiest way to do this is to become a shareholder of a dividend-paying company. Pwede sa isang mutual fund or sa isang company that is publicly listed in the stock market. Isang magandang example at isa sa mga favorite ko, of course, is yung Jollibee. So regularly, nakaka-receive ako ng dividends from them because I own several shares of Jollibee. In recent times, nauuso yung mga REITs or yung mga real estate investment trust. Currently, meron tayo yung Ayala REIT at saka yung sa Double Dragon na REIT. But in the coming months, there are other REITs from other real estate companies na maglo-launch sa Philippine stock market. And of course, itong mga REITs or REITs, they are mandated to actually provide or give out dividends. In short, kung gusto mo ng dividend income, you can just invest in these REITs or other companies in the stock market na regularly nagbibigay ng dividends. Number 5. Capital gains. Speaking of the stock market, dito talaga ito kilala, capital gains. When you buy shares of a company, all you have to do is to wait for the stock price to go up and then sell for profit. Simply, capital gains happen when the value of an asset you own increases in value. So of course, aside from the stock market, pwede ka rin mag-invest for capital gains sa art, jewelry, mga collectibles, and of course, real estate. Number 6. Rental income. Nabanggit na rin lang natin ang real estate, pag-usapan na rin natin yung rental income. Of course, earning capital gains from real estate requires time. And if you want to immediately make money from your properties, then rental income is the way to go. Siyempre, ang pinaka-popular ay yung condominiums at saka mga apartments. However, may mga opportunities din for rentals sa mga office space units, commercial spaces, and yun sa isa kong friend sa may UST, gumawa siya ng dormitory. Additionally, if you think about it, rental income is not just for real estate property. Meron akong kaibigan na wedding videographer, pero syempre, not all the time ay meron siyang project or meron siyang shoot. Pero marami siyang equipment, lalo na yung mga drone. And ang ginagawa niya, pinaparent ngayon sa mga ibang videographers. So, he earns rental income from that. And then I have a friend na ang business niya ay nagpapa-lease out siya ng mga office equipment. Which, if you think about it, that is also technically rental income. Number 7. Royalty income. Lastly, we have royalty income, which is also sometimes called residual income. Ibig sabihin nito, you just have to do the work one time and then you can earn multiple times from the work in the form of royalties. Siyempre, yung mga sikat na mga authors, mga song composers, mga film producers, sila talaga yung kumikita ng malaki sa royalty income. Today, you might know Sia as the singer, pero alam nyo ba, before pa siya sumikat bilang isang singer, mayaman na si Sia because she has already made millions from writing songs for other artists. Book authors, songwriters, inventors, and even business franchisors make a lot of money from this income source. In my case, as author and co-writers of several books, I also earn royalty income. At sa tingin ko, kaya mo rin. All you have to do is nurture that skill and tap into that creativity within you. So those are the 7 streams of income you can have. And there are multiple ways to make money from each type. Naniniwala ako na hindi mo naman kailangan magkaroon ng lahat ng 7 yon. But it's always good to have a lot of income streams. Moreover, I believe that there's no best income source. Your knowledge, skills, and resources will dictate which among them is the best one for you. What's important is to realize that you can't have only just one or two sources of income, and you can't build multiple sources of income all at the same time. The key is to focus on just one. Build and grow that until the cash flow becomes stable. Then move on to building your next income source. But here's the interesting part. I'm very sure it won't really matter anymore if you have 5 or 7 or 10 streams of income. In the end, you realize that what really matters is you're able to live comfortably and happily, and you now have the means to pursue your dreams and reach your financial goals. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's Listen Back episode. To contact me or catch up on our previous episode, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.